Hey everyone, devotion for April 23rd, 2020. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, "Brethren, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Have you ever thought about the different things that Paul endured as a Christian? At one point, Paul's best friend Barnabas abandons him. Paul was rejected by the people of his country. Paul was beaten, left for dead, run out of town more than once, jailed, shipwrecked, and snake bit. Paul ends up suffering multiple physical problems because being stoned will do that to you. He has issues with his eyes. Paul is a physical wreck. How was Paul able to endure any of those things? When you read about Paul's life, you begin to wonder, how is this guy even able to think? Paul was able to do what he did. Paul was able to endure. Paul was able to think and write, thankfully, because he kept an eternal perspective. That perspective reminded him that the events of this life, as bad and as awful as they can be, were preparing him for something ahead. Paul was able to endure by focusing on eternity and the rewards or benefits that a believer will receive in eternity. Paul wrote in Philippians, "I press." Now that word "press" means to pursue diligently. We might say it like this: I let nothing stand in my way. Paul didn't let his physical, mental, or emotional trauma get in the way of becoming more like Christ. It isn't that he pretended that these things didn't happen, but he didn't allow his experiences to overwhelm or to control his thoughts. When I was learning to ride a bike, I had several scrapes and bumps and scratches and blackberry patch and barbed wire fence wrecks. I still have the emergency room visit record for my family, and I'm not proud of that, but it is a record. When Mom was home, she would come out, pick me and the bike up, brush me off, made sure nothing was broken or dangling and that no big veins were punctured. I guess a small vein puncture was okay. But then she would put you back on the bike. And the same goes for our mental or spiritual state. We have to let God pick us up. We have to let God dust us off. But you have to make the choice to get going again. There are going to be days when life is tough, but then you have to get out of bed and it goes all downhill from there. How can you not be controlled or overwhelmed by the things that happen to us? Paul tells us, don't dwell on them. Let God dust you off and keep moving forward toward Christ. Now, it isn't automatic, and it certainly isn't easy, but it is a choice that you have to make every day. It is possible through the power of Christ to keep moving forward. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.